Comedy Mushroom. It's a cult. It's a podcast. Holy shit, everybody. Welcome to Wednesday. Yeah, that's right. Ooh, there's a rhino on my computer. That's a pretty good picture of a rhino there. we're gonna have a good day today. Oh man, who gives a fuck, really? You know? Here's the thing about trying to be a good person. Fuck it, you know? You try to do the right thing. You try to say the right things. Not even say the right things, you know? You just try to spread kindness around the world. And not that you do it for a reward, you know? Like, you do it because you want to be a good person. Some would say you want to get into heaven. Some would say it makes the world a better place. I earnestly, truly believe in campground rules, and that you leave a place better than when you found it, okay? And that's how I feel about the Earth. But it's just so fun, just constantly watching people get rewarded for just fuckery all the goddamn time. It's great. It's, you know, don't change a single thing. Anybody, period. It doesn't matter what city you're in. Start groping people at open mics, you know? Start saying that you fucked people you didn't fuck. Just do it. Who gives a fuck? Nobody cares. Nobody's going to do anything about it. Especially if you run a shitty open mic. Or like a garbage show. People are going to let you do it. It does not matter. Just fucking do whatever you want. Who gives a fuck? The world's ending anyways. Like, why even pretend? You know? Just don't care about any community other than the one that you're in, you know? Don't make any changes to better yourself. You'll just constantly be rewarded for it. Because it's, you know? Because it's good. Because you hang around other people who are mediocre. And that's the status quo. You know, even if you could be great. Even if you could be great. You just have to be around mediocre people to feel part of the group. And so what if the group fucking makes spaces uncomfortable for everybody else? Who cares? Honestly, who gives a fuck, you know? I try not to. It's not like you have to try very hard. I understand that I sound like a hero when I say things like I try not to be a creep. You understand that, like, being a man, there are, like, hormones and societal pressures to be extra super macho and, you know, take what you want and fucking do what you want whenever you want. I understand that that's the patriarchy, and I mean poor straight white male. I understand that this is coming from maybe, we talked about it the other day. I may not be the mouthpiece that you're looking for. But who better than somebody on the inside who can see both sides of it? But let's just keep reinforcing it, you know? Let's keep letting them get away, because they have the audacity to do it. Because why not just have a little fun? You know? Let's just keep rewarding it. No matter what. Even if they make people, if they make everybody uncomfortable that they're around and they're a hot fucking mess. Or they just do not respect you or the people that you choose to be around. Fuck it. It's fun, you know? YOLO. You only live once. Just keep the fucking ball rolling. Talk about all the change you want to see in the world. Don't be about it. Why in the fucking world would you ever be about it, you know? Just spend hours collectively talking about how people should be better. But do not, by any means, get in the way of any of the bad things that other people do. Shit on people who care, you know? That, you know, the people that you know that you could sway. And know that that they care about how they are perceived. And want to be a good, positive member of any community. not even, this isn't even specifically about comedy. This is about society as a whole. You know? Like, fuck it. Who cares? Like, who cares? Why, you know, we can knit up some pussy hats, march on a Saturday to save the climate. We can shit on people who are, like, actively trying to be a change in the world. But let's keep hanging around fucking idiots who do everything antithetical to what we say we care about. You know? Let's keep encouraging people's activities and actions and how they treat the world by hanging around them more. Because they're fun. You don't want to mess up the vibe. You know, other than that laundry list of reasons why somebody's a terrible person, they're not a bad guy. I mean, whatever. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. That's enough of a green light for some people to just start touching people and telling people that they slept with people they didn't sleep with and showing off new. But it's okay because he owns who he is. I'm not going to say his name on this podcast because I don't give, like, I'm, if you're any part of the Chicago open mic scene, just send me a text. I'll tell you in person, but I've already given enough time to just a group of fucking dirtbags that, and I mean, it's everybody. We're booking people because they're a good time and we like to do cheap drugs. Not because they're good. They're not fucking good. They show up late. They show up unprepared. And I mean, who gives a fuck about open mics? You know, do whatever you want in an open mic, except for, like, touch people. Or be a big fucking creep. I guess that's under touching people. Like, who gives a fuck about being unprepared in an open mic? That's just wasting your own time. But people who show up to shows, you put them on shows because, like, you like buying Coke from them. Or you like buying Adderall from them. Or because they run a shitty bullshit show that you want to be on to make your Instagram. Like, keep doing it. Keep doing it. They obviously don't care about the art form. Hard air quotes. They don't care about the world. But hey, you want to make the world a better place. Just the people you surround yourself with. Just point to everything the opposite of that. And I guess I'm as guilty as anybody. Again, welcome to the fucking... welcome to the I'm a Big Hypocrite podcast. But whatever. We're in a war. Now, we'll get to the war in a second. I might... The teaser for this episode might be super fun. Because I was listening to a little... Not to tell on myself, you know? Not to hold myself accountable for my actions or anything. Look, at least I'm self-aware of when I do things. You know? Whatever. Nobody's perfect. You're right. Do you know what? Who am I to judge? Let the who is without sin cast the first stone. I shouldn't be out here throwing stones. You know? Nobody's throwing stones. I mean, I feel like it shouldn't be ye who without sin cast the first stone. I feel like, hey, the people who are, you know, that's a bad lesson that I think Christians should update. I mean, they won't because they love pedophilia, apparently, pedophilia and rape, etc. I mean, it's baked into the religion. I mean, just read the fucking book. Just read the book. Everything except for, like, the Jesus telling everybody to be cool part. It's written into the book. Non-consensual birth via deity is how the fucking New Testament starts, you know? It's the beginning of the book starts as a rape. So, like, let's fucking relax about he who without sin cast the first stone. I mean, we could cast some stones. We could definitely cast some stones. Speaking of Chicago, I'm finally starting to understand Taylor Swift fans a little bit. I'm not going to give them too much credit. Again, let's not give them too much credit. Because we don't... She's a terrible person. She's a billionaire. Well, she's not a billionaire now. She bought her masters back. Shut up. I don't think you understand how fucking music works. Or how ownership of things work. Or how fucking net worth is calculated. She doesn't have to be liquid. So what, she bought her fucking masters back for like $500 million. That means she owns $500 million masters, you fucking idiots. That didn't, I mean, maybe the masters weren't worth that much, but they will be. They're not worth that much because she put out things to devalue them. Because she signed a record deal and the guy could make more money off of it. Now, I would, by no means am I defending any record company. That'd be insane. They're the worst people in the world. Some of the worst people. I mean, our entire country is run by satanic pedophiles that eat people. So, I mean, how bad is Scooter Braun compared to that? I guess, you know? You're right. Fuck, touch people at open mics. Who gives a fuck? Show people naked pictures that were sent to you. Who gives a fuck? Who really cares? We're in a war currently because a country has damning evidence of our pedophile, cannibalistic president and world leaders. So fuck it, you know, compared to that. Is someone being a giant homophobe really a problem? You know? Care about your community, but like, hey, let's keep fucking around with people who outwardly speak up against, you know, who cares, right? And I mean, you're not doing it yourself, so that's fine. You're just encouraging it. Could be worse. You could be a satanic pedophile that eats people. So sorry, Taylor Swift. You know what? You're the one ethical billionaire. It doesn't matter that you keep putting out behind the scenes videos of your last whack album and keep the comments turned off because you know people are gonna fucking ask you why you're not saying anything about the genocide in Gaza or the many wars that are going on. Or another blonde billionaire president fucking just taking away everybody's rights. Being best friends with Brittany Mahomes, who's an outward, like, who's come out and said that she's a fan of Trump. But you're right. You care about your fans and everybody and the world. You're not just another, which great, you know? That's the equality you were looking for. Just because she's a woman doesn't mean she needs to act any differently than any other billionaire. Let's not hold anybody accountable. She could be a satanic pedophile that eats people, but instead she's just a bad person. Like, what the fuck are we doing? By the way, I'm in a great mood. I've got, like... I'm going to a mic, hanging out with a very nice person beforehand. I have, like, a very cool show with some of my favorite people in the city on it tonight. Like, the world is a great place. That's just what makes me so mad. Is that, like, we're so close. We're so fucking close. Like, we could do it if we actually cared. The royal we. I think I care. I try, you know? I do what I can. I've done basically everything I can but die for most causes that mean something. But of course, by no means am I perfect. Or am I, like, again, like I was telling my friend, I don't want a medal or an award for being a just what a basically good human being should do. By no means am I patting myself on the back here. But also, you see people getting what you want, and they're just some of the worst people in the world. Now, compared to satanic pedophiles that eat people, that are running our country and our economy, they're not that bad. But before, like, a year and a half ago, we might say that those are the worst people. During the pandemic, during hashtag MeToo movement, during all of the time when just being a white man was the worst possible thing you could have done, having any fucking commentary about anything, having a nuanced opinion was the worst possible thing you could do. I mean, shout out to the satanic pedophiles that eat people that are running our world and our economy. I think I can sleep better at night, knowing that no matter what some uppity white woman thinks about what I say or do, at least I'm not a satanic pedophile who eats people. And I'm not supporting, outwardly still, somebody who married one of them. Like, this is a cult. But, like, if you like Hillary Clinton still, fucking get your head out of your ass. Okay, it's like Trump voters. Like, at a certain point, I get it. Like, your fucking sunken cost fallacy is a fallacy for a reason. You can stop. Nobody's gonna... I mean, yeah, we might give you a little shit every once in a while. Like, hey, remember when you wanted us to vote for that lady who's married to the guy who, at best, was friends with satanic pedophiles that ate people. At best, just used his plane for a little bit. But you're right. We should have made her president. That would have made things way better. We would have never known any of this if she was president. You know, the original email leaks. You know, the same people who are like, the fucking Epstein files are insane. Are like, oh, you mean the Pizzagate hoax that ruined a lot of people's life and what? What are you actually fucking talking about? Just the fucking way that people will do mental backflips just because they don't have the capacity to deal with the real world. Oh, it would be really uncomfortable if I had to stand up to... Yeah, it is. You fucking weirdos. Do you know what's more uncomfortable? Or what should be more uncomfortable? Is you, a person who says they want to make the world a better place, actively turning a blind eye to everything going on just because you don't want to look silly for believing in something. But back to Taylor Swift fans. I mean, to continue with Taylor Swift fans, honestly. Cruel Summer's a fucking banger. I Knew You Were Trouble, fucking the whole Red album, banger. I completely get it. Is she overrated? Sure. Cruel Summer itself, one of the best songs ever written. Congratulations. Some would say she maybe deserves to be a billionaire just because of that song and the Red album. You know? But instead, she makes deals with, like, Ticketmaster and shit that are ruining the lives of poors all over the country and whatever. Fall Out Boy is releasing. This is why. Oh, this is the point. This is... The thing Maybe it is misogyny. There we go. We'll bring it back. I'll call myself out. Do you know what's uncomfortable calling yourself out? Maybe it is misogyny on why I get annoyed with Taylor Swift fans. But I mean, there was a time that I couldn't enjoy new metal. I'm still not allowed to like some pop punk bands because a couple of the members of the bands were fucking creeps, you know? But Taylor Swift is a fucking billionaire who stays silent in a time when an artist should speak. And I mean, using the word artist is very just stretching. But like, I get it. She does like fun shit. Like, it does like fucking crossword puzzles or hides the scavenger hunts is the thing I was looking for. They're the same thing. Crossword puzzles are scavenger hunts for your brain. But she does dumb scavenger hunts and like secret meanings and fucking hiding things and diss tracks and stuff so you can get like the yellow fucking vinyl at Target or at Walmart, you know? The places that, like, you know, the stores that are just so good to the people that you say that you represent and love. You will go there and spend $35, $40 to get vinyl, to get 7 different records of the same shitty songs because they're different colors. But I get it. Because Fall Out Boy is releasing lost demos from under the cork tree in like a secret way. Which is awesome. And I want one bad. You know? I just found out about it this morning. Apparently it's been going on. I mean, it's Wednesday. The earliest I can find is something about it from Monday. So I'm only 2 days late. In today's fractured internet landscape, that's a pretty quick finding out. Maybe I should turn alerts back on my phone. I think this chair is going to break soon. And that's going to make me real mad at my ex that she left this shitty chair because she knew it was going to break at some point. And my big fat ass would fall out of it on camera and have to post it. But no, they have like lost demo tapes. It's a CD. I don't have anything to play a CD. I've got a fucking, I mean, I got a PlayStation 4, 3. I don't know, 3 or 4 hidden in here. I could play a CD on that. My computer doesn't even have a disk drive. My computer doesn't even have a spot to plug in a LAN cord, I found out yesterday. Or 2 days ago. The fuck am I supposed to do when my Wi-Fi is being slow? But no, I get it. Like, it's fun. Like, apparently a couple record stores in Chicago had them. And they were giving them out. Like, do you know how badly I want to go just, like, fucking kick it at record stores just to try to find one today? Maybe that's what I'll do tomorrow. I got nothing on my schedule tomorrow. Give me money, by the way, at Ray Roberts Comedy on Venmo. Give me a job. Fucking sponsor the podcast. I'll do a commercial for you. I'll do a commercial for your Instagram. Hi, I'm comedian Ray Roberts. You've never heard of me, but what you should have heard of, Wonderballs. You know, there's a free one, Wonderballs. But no, I want, look at the balls on this guy. Fall Out Boy. Releasing demo, like, lost demos. I don't even like demo tapes. Give me the fucking best version of it. The one that you wanted released. I'll see the version you wanted to do if you do it live. I don't want the original demo. I mean, it's cool. I just want it to have it. You know? It's like a collector's thing. I just want it to have it. I don't even want to listen to it. There's, like, apparently there's 10, like, real versions of it. And then, like, a bunch of, like, copied burnt. And that's so cool. That's so fun. And I want one. I don't want to pay for it, but I want one. So Fall Out Boy, if you're paying attention, Pete Wentz. I had a cat named after you. I miss him. All right? He was a black cat. He had to be on Prozac. Like, who's a better representative to get some lost demo songs for Fall Out Boy than me? A man who had a black cat who had to be on Prozac because he was throwing up because he was anxious too much. I had to get in a fight with my ex, not to name him Bones. I love Bones, the television show. But I had to give him a cool name. So send me the demo tape. One of the OG copies. All right? Slide into my DMs. I'll be totally cool about it. I won't even be weird about it. Just be like, hey, what's your address? And I'll be like, here's my address, Pete Wentz, big fan. Thank you so much for this. I love what you do. Sorry the internet has seen your penis. I haven't looked it up still. But any hoozles. Let's look at the balls on this guy. Fall Out Boy. Sending out. That album came out fucking 20 years ago. I mean, yes, it makes sense. That's why you're fucking putting. But, like, come on. You're doing it now? Which makes sense, I guess. Taylor Swift, turn your comments on. There should be a rule that if you make over a certain amount of money, you have to deal with the ramifications of people talking shit about you. I know that mental health is a problem, but, like, you make enough money that you don't have. Like, don't look at your Instagram. You have a social media manager. They can deal with it. Now, I know we probably shouldn't be ruining that person's life with vitriol, but, like, also don't work for a terrible person. Again, keep propping up terrible people and letting them do whatever they want. Fuck it. Fuck it. Let them do whatever they want. Who cares? Armageddon's coming soon. Not the movie. That came out like 25 years ago or so. Watched it yesterday. First, I wasn't super paying attention, and that's on me. This is the first time I watched it in a long time and didn't cry. I think the problem is they had a commercial break 2-3 minutes beforehand. I watched it on Tubi, all right? Tubi rules. Hi, I'm comedian Ray Roberts. You've never heard of me, but something that you should have heard of by now is Tubi. They got free TV shows and free movies. Are you poor, like me? Watch Tubi. I watched Nightcrawler on there the other day. Weird movie. Jake Gyllenhaal doing a Jared Leto impression the whole time. But I got to watch Armageddon yesterday. Banger. So fucking good. Bruce Willis, I'm sorry your brain is soup. If he's still alive. Hopefully you're still alive, and I hope you're feeling okay today. You were a really good actor for a long time. He was married to Demi Moore. Seems like you might have been a good person. Who knows? I'm not doing. But we're in a real world Armageddon going on. As Michelle Wolf, very funny comedian, very funny comic comedian, Michelle Wolf, who was accidentally said to be on the Epstein list because of politician, pundit, dirtbag Michael Wolf. They just spelled her name wrong. So she got some heat for that. She also got some heat for the fucking correspondence dinner, which was incredible. Michelle Wolf fucking rules. But she calls it Usreal now because it's the U.S. and Israel. Since they own us, Israel owns us. Let's not even pretend anymore that we are a vassal state for the state of Israel. And it's very important. I need to underpin this. And again, who gives a fuck? Who cares? Who cares if you think that I'm anti-Semitic? Keep propping up terrible people, you know? Maybe I need to be more anti-Semitic with my nuanced opinion on this. That way I can get some fucking pub around here. If the fucking Anti-Defamation League started coming after me, or AIPAC, if any of them started coming after me, let's get this fucking ball rolling. You know? So never mind. I hope you think I'm anti-Semitic from this. Disregard all of the appreciation I have for the chosen people. I do an art form that they basically created. You can't be a stand-up... I mean, you can be a stand-up comic and hate Jewish people. That would have been a very stupid thing to say out loud, that you can't hate Jews and be a stand-up comic. There's definitely people who are. But let's keep encouraging them. You know? But us real. We're going to war with Iran. With the state of Iran. And now Ecuador. We're in Ecuador now too. That's just a land grab, you know? That's less of an issue. I don't think Ecuador has nuclear weapons. And neither does Iran, according to our government. We destroyed all of them last year. But we had to go in there to stabilize the region because they're an enemy of Israel. You know? Just this landmass that is so important to the United States of America. Now, after World War II, I would say that the fine people of Israel, did they deserve to get some sort of compensation for what they went through during the 30s and 40s, and probably the 2,000 or so years before? Sure, fine. Everybody deserves to, they deserve to exist. The state of Israel deserves to exist. I'm not against anybody having their own country. What I'm against is that country using some of the worst things in history to leverage their ability to act with impunity. It's like when people say black people, capital B, can't be racist. It's the same thing as when people are like, we're Israel. We can't do a genocide. We would never. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? I've heard some of the most racist shit come from black people. Was it hilarious? Yes. Because sometimes racism's funny. Uncomfortable truth that we have to talk about, but it is. All right? Especially when it's coming from, like, a minority group. It's very funny when a minority group is racist. It is what it is. Well, they can't be racist because they don't have the power. Shut the fuck up. Israel can't perform a genocide. Do you not? Shut the fuck up. What are we doing? Use your brains a little bit. I know it's an uncomfortable thought pattern to have. But you have to understand that two things can be true at once. Did Hitler kill so many Jewish people that they deserve to have their own state on the map? Yes. I think fucking Inglourious Bastards. Hell, I'd make that deal. Would you make that deal? I would make that deal. Now, would I steal land that was promised to the Kurds and to Palestinians? Would I take their lands? No, you know? We shouldn't do that. There's a line. I mean, we so strictly believe in borders. But, like, we just decide here and there what borders are important. Especially when we can fucking build hotels and fucking seaside fucking casinos and resorts for the uber rich to go hang out at. That's when we're okay with a country acting with impunity. That's why Zionism makes no sense. I hate rich white men, mostly because they make all the rest of us who are trying to be good white men. Some would argue there's no such thing. Fair, fine, whatever. I'll concede that point to you. I'm pretty aware of the original sin of just being born white. Do you think I wanted to be born? You're mad about it. You should try being a white man. It's incredibly tough. Now? but you know what I mean. Like, yeah. They deserve to exist. Let them be a country. Duh. But so do the Palestinians. So does Palestine. So does Kurdistan. So do all these others. So does that big chunk of Turkey that we gave them that was cut into. Like, you know, we like to just, like, pretend that we didn't just completely redraw maps to make it happen. That's going to cause some problems. It's going to piss some people off. That's why there's going to be 100 years wars over it. That's why there's always going to be terrorists. That's why terrorists are always coming at the U.S. It's because we do fuckery. It's not because they hate us because we're free. It's because we do dumb bullshit. Like bomb a girls' school in Iran. And I'm supposed to feel bad about Israel getting fucking pelted with fucking missiles all day from Iran now. You know, the thing that you said we were going to war to stop is what you caused, you fucking dipshits. And I've been saying it for years. It's not just me. It's literally not just me. I didn't come up with this. But nobody, because of fucking, in the Bible, it says that the end times are going to take place in Jerusalem, the greater Jerusalem metropolitan area. That's why all of these weirdo Christians care about it. And the fucking, the Israelis are, they're like, yeah, keep funding us. Keep giving us money. So we can blackmail all of your leaders. So we can start wars with the Muslims around us. So we can own your country. Keep giving us money. We don't give a fuck if you are only funding us just because you're trying to kickstart the Armageddon. Like, there are reports coming out of the fucking armed services about over 100 complaints of people being told by their commanding officers that Donald Trump has been touched by Jesus to start Armageddon. You dumb fuck Christians. That means that he's the Antichrist. You're voting the Antichrist in. And you think you're going to be chosen in the end times? Like, I've got a pretty good, there's a pretty good shot that if Jesus Christ is our one true Lord and Savior, that I'm not going to go to the shiny place. I can live with that. Do you know what I'm not going to do? Is try to kickstart Armageddon and vote for the guy who we're openly basically saying now is the Antichrist. Now, some would say that this mirrors Armageddon because the Bible and its books were written in Roman times when the Romans were seen as the Antichrist. Sure. History doesn't repeat itself. It rhymes. Right now, it's repeating itself. We're in 1930s, early 1940s, Deutschland. I mean, the guy whose grandpa was a fucking Nazi is running. You know what I mean? We're sending people to the moon in Nazi rockets. We're driving Volkswagen. You know, like, the Nazis fucking won. Sorry, guys. But again, fuck it. What am I so upset about? You know? It's gonna be fine. But we're starting the end times just for fucks and giggles, you know? Just because we got Donald Trump on tape raping minors. Sorry for the harsh language. Fucking trigger warning. I guess. You know? We have Les Wexner, who owns half of the Ohio State campus, propping up Rob Portman. But also, again, let me cover my mouth, because we're about to talk about Democrats real quick, and we know how... Hey, just real quick, he gave all of these billionaire donors give money to both sides. As soon as people learn how to fucking ChatGPT donation records for elections, you're going to have to do a lot more mental backflips than Hillary Clinton didn't know that she was married to a satanic pedophile. Or at best, a guy who was friends with satanic pedophiles. I mean, Donald Trump was at their wedding. Couldn't have hated him that much, especially in the heyday of when all this shit was going on. But you're right. The world was only bad after 2016, and it's only Donald Trump. Not your fucking girl boss hero. You're allowed to respect women and love women and not like Hillary Clinton. It's not because she's a woman. It's because she's a bad person. It's perfectly fine to hold that opinion. You can do it. You're smart. I've seen you know things. All right? You don't just have to die on that hill. It's a bad hill to die on. Chances are, they would kill you on that hill and eat you. But you're too old. If you were 30 years younger, they would kill you on that hill and eat you. But hey, die on the hill. Keep alienating people who actually believe in changing the world and wanting to make it a better place just because you like to vote blue no matter. Just keep it up. You're right. You're right. You're the one who's got it right. Don't ever question yourself, ever, just because your girl boss is fucking a terrible person. Don't do it. The reason the Supreme Court's all fucked up is because fucking dissent earrings wouldn't resign during Obama's time, you know? I'm sure that wasn't on purpose. But you're right. Listen, we women are equals, but we can't criticize. You're completely right. This is the hill to die on. But I mean, they're gonna get. They gave money to the Democrats too. That's how it works. It's not Democrats versus Republicans. It isn't us versus them. Normal. Everyday people versus a billionaire class who thinks that they can do whatever they want to control an entire country, society, people. And these same fucking dipshits will quote 1984 like they fucking read it ever. Like, not to be like the Epstein files are a distraction from Palantir. The Iran war is a distraction from the Epstein files. The Epstein files are a distraction from a country that we send billions of dollars to every single year, blackmailing our leaders so brazenly that they have to start fucking World War III, possibly. Like, when did it... At what point in World War I... I wasn't alive. At what point in World War I and World War II were they like, oh, it's kicked off? It is World War II, you know? Is it going to be in, like, 10 years when we look back at it? Like, oh, yeah, it was World War III then, you know? Nobody knows what weapons World War III will be fought with, but World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones. But here's my... I think I've said it before. Here's my conspiracy. I love conspiracy theories. I understand. I'm crazy. I'm the one who's wrong. You're right. You've got it pegged. You've got it pegged. Hillary Clinton's perfectly fine. The Democrats love you. Wearing pink pussy hats and marching on the sidewalks on a Saturday in D.C. It's going to fix everything. No Kings protest. I go to them. A No Kings protest, that's going to change it, you know? Getting together on a Saturday afternoon where the cops block off the streets, that's going to fucking show them. You're right. Thanks for your help. And again, that's more than people usually do. So I don't want to dissuade you from doing that. I would encourage you to stop paying rent. I would encourage you to stop buying things at Target. I would encourage you to tell your fucking rich boss to go fuck himself. Go set a fucking bank on fire. You know, things that actually make change. That, like, peaceful protest always works. It doesn't. It doesn't. But Gandhi, you know? But all of the nameless, faceless people who are dying in ICE facilities right now, because we have to be peaceful, we know where they're at. They're guarded with tanks and machine guns. But, like, if we're just super peaceful, that'll fucking handle it. But here's my conspiracy. So we're already in 1984. I think, and again, this is gonna sound schizophrenic. One thing that you know about schizophrenia is if you think you're schizophrenic, you're not schizophrenic. I think that's what they say. It's gonna sound insane. But have I ever led you wrong? I think that we're already living in 1984, and that there is some sort of disclosure that they give us every so often. Let's call it, like, some sort of, like, hey, we'll telegraph our shot here a little bit. We'll let them know what's possible. So, like, they're like, oh, this could be, if we keep doing this, we'll be in 1984 times. Let's teach them it in high school so they undermine it. So they think, like, oh, whatever, I'm not even going to really read it. And then that way we can do it. Right? It's kind of what's happening. Palantir, they're calling it Big Fucking Brother. Like, they're calling it that. They're putting AI fucking facial scanning shit in Milwaukee. That means that they've probably already been doing it for a while. And do you know who I think Emmanuel Goldstein is? It's Donald Trump. Now, if you don't know who Emmanuel Goldstein is, read 1984. I'm not going to explain the book to you. Read it again. Don't just read the love story parts. Don't just read the scary parts. Read the parts where they tell you the fucking playbook on how they do this shit. They're going to Epstein might be Emmanuel Goldstein. He might be. Where they're going to put all of the evil on one person. Then they're going to take him out. And we're going to be like, everything's better. See who fucking fixed it? The AI robots. Big Brother fucking fixed it. Now, of course, we're going to let them watch everything we do and control everything we do and make sure that we stay on the hamster wheel to keep the fucking ball rolling. Who cares that we're in a forever war with Iraq, with Iran? We've always been at war with Russia. We've always been at war with Iran. We've always been at war with the French. Whoever the fuck it's going to be, we've always been at war with them. Don't let them say that the facts change, you know? When they go back and change news stories. Or when, like, 75 girls are killed in a bombing strike in Iran, but Iran is killing Israeli people, you know? let's ignore all of those obvious things to point that we're in this 1984 landscape already. We're in the panopticon of Facebook, Instagram. We did it ourselves. We've already shown that we're willing to do it. And again, welcome to the Hypocrisy Podcast. I'm right here. I'm putting this shit out on YouTube. I'm going to put a clip out on fucking Instagram. I'm going to behave in a certain way so socially people find me safe enough to make me famous. So I make money to fund fucking a war in Iran for Israel. Because what else are you supposed to do? Live on the street and die? Yell at the fucking moon? Where people will instantly call you crazy? But again, who cares? You know, we're stuck in it. You're not going to do anything about it. I'm not going to do anything about it. I'm just going to talk about it. 50 plus people a week will hear about it. You know, they're not going to do anything about it. I can't even get them to share this fucking podcast so more people see my shit and I can get sponsored and pay my fucking bills. How am I going to do anything about it? But let's keep platforming Joe Rogan or Andrew Schultz or Theo Vaughn, all of these fucking normal, everyday, regular guys who bring the president on. Let's keep saying that it's normal, everyday people's fault that our candidate that would do Palantir but gay didn't go on those podcasts. You're right. Keep blaming me. Keep blaming me. Just put my name on it, you know? If you're going to blame anybody, blame me. But say my name. Say my name. So I can at least get some notoriety from it. I don't want to be the bad guy. I don't think I'm the bad guy. Again, time and time again, I'm on that right side of history. Maybe I just see it before people. ADHD pattern recognition is a motherfucker, okay? Being too early is just as bad as being wrong. But hey, in 5 to 7 years, if we still have the internet, I'm still alive, maybe I'll repost this whole thing. Because then I can at least say I was right. God, that satisfaction's so great. Like, I get it. It feels really good to tell people that they're wrong. And then go and just keep reinforcing those people's actions. You get that charge, you know? You said the right thing. You did it. That's all that matters on these fucking computers and phones and shit. That's all that matters, is that you said the right thing. You were seen saying the right thing. But we keep propping up terrible people because they're fun. God bless America. God, I love this world. You know what? Look at the balls on this guy. Fucking you. Look at the balls on you. Doing a fun show tonight. I'm very excited for it. Life rules. I know that this is kind of a bummer podcast. Hopefully you understand the levity in the situation. But at a certain point, look at yourself in the fucking mirror. Instead of looking at what's wrong with everybody else. What's wrong with you? I'm pretty self-aware of what's wrong with me. And you know what? I try my best. Well, you shouldn't have to. Shut the fuck up. At least someone's trying. You're not. You're just pointing out what other people are doing wrong. And then you go and you reinforce terrible people. I'm so sorry that you had to find out from me. And other things you can find out from me are at Ray Roberts Comedy on Instagram, YouTube. You can Venmo me there at Ray Roberts Comedy. You can Cash App me at Cash App sign or Cash sign, Ray Roberts Comedy. You can sponsor the podcast. Because, you know, you know corporations aren't going to sponsor this. God, I hope this chair isn't just squeaky through the whole thing. And if it is, I hope you understand that while I'm changing the world, I'm also trying to stay balanced. But really, I love you all. Thank you for fucking with me. If you made it this far in to my little bitch sesh, you're the best. Just do the best you can, is all I'm saying. I'm not even asking what I'm saying. Because we should all be doing our best. I don't think you are. Time and time, and again, maybe you are. And nobody's perfect. But here is your permission. And you don't need to take permission from me. But sometimes it helps. Somebody on the outside. You know what I mean? Seeing things. Like when you're stuck in it and you're like, I don't think I can do that. You can. I'm outside. Trust me. I've been through some shit. And as soon as you step outside of it and look at it, you go, you know what? Could have handled that better. Could have handled that better. Could have done a little bit more. It did. It wasn't even a lot more that I needed to do. I thought I was doing my best at the time. I was calling out bullshit. But do you know what I wasn't doing? I wasn't holding people. You know, I've been there. But you're right. I'm wrong. Let's keep the ball rolling. Let's keep propping up terrible people. Just because we want to keep the vibes high and we don't want to be uncomfortable and we don't want to make a stand that makes us look weird. We just want to feel good all the time. Feel good. Boo-doo-boo-doo-boo-boo. Bye, guys.